Okay, let's begin. We're picking up today with Yeshua Pritzusa, and we saw Rashi already. Rashi, I think, takes the approach that we would expect a Rishon to take, and basically explain that the Pritzusa, what's that?
Predictable.
Well, it's predictable, but that's pretty much what we expect, that the Pritzusa is a practical matter of some type of sexual impropriety, as the word suggests. You want to read it? It's the second or third Rashi down there. On the Hammond Bays.
Oh, it's for Shmuel?
Here, the mayor, try this one. Dafila Mayor could trade down. I'm sorry, am I not being heard? No, the first one, Imrotz Ve'im Mazam. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Rashi.
Imrotz Ve'im Mazam.
Good.
Kedem Mefarish Taima Lekaman She'in Kviyutan. Na'a Mishum Kvitsuta.
En Kviyutan Na'e. Something about their getting together, it's not nice, not pleasant, not proper.
But with these, you're talking about the Nashim and the
men and women, yeah.
And the Avadim.
Avadim and women, yeah.
Okay. Bain, the Nashim, Bain, the Miskav. Zachor.
Mishkav Zachor. So you're saying there's two potential problems. One, some type of sexual impropriety involving women. And two, some type of sexual impropriety involving homosexuality, acts of homosexuality.
Oh, right, we were worried about the Avadim and the Ketanim,
Avadim,
right?
The Ketanim and the Avadim and the women. You know, the Avadim are coming. Hide the women and children. Right?
That's what they say?
I'm saying, essentially, yes.
Oh, okay. The Avadim are like the creepy.
Right, the Avadim are creepy. The Avadim are coming. Everyone knows. No, thanks. Right. No thanks. All right? So Rashi is basically saying that the Pritzus is inherent in the formation of the group. This type of group is not an appropriate group because there's an element of Pritzus that exists when you form this group.
And they go both ways here, about
apparently, I don't know.
All of them were.
Again, I don't.
Were by back then.
I can't say if it was every event, but there was a certain propensity among these types of people that they were very depraved.
Is depraved or deprived?
No, not praved. Depraved. Okay? So that's Rashi. That's essentially what we'd expect someone like Rashi to say about the word Pritzus. And Pritzus means that you put these people together, there's something inherently wrong with their mingling. It's going to lead to some type of sexual impropriety. And therefore, we're against it. So don't make this type of union. Don't make this type of zimun. But let's look at the Ritva. The Ritva, I think, is saying something different. Matthew, would you like to read Ritva for us? This is the Ritva, at least in the Masar Cook edition, Menhalen Bays, Ibrahim Maskil, Shiny Hossam, Yishum Pritzusa. Shiny Hossam, Yishum Pritzusa.
Okay. The Avadim, Shetofim Zama.
Shetufim the Zimahim.
Shetufim the Zimahim.
That means they're steeped. Steeped.
Steeped.
Steeped in immorality. Bezima. Good. They're entrenched in immorality. And therefore, mixing with them is not so nice. Right, that's a vodim.
Mahe ta'ama nami.
Try that again.
Right, sorry. Mahe ta'ama nami.
No, I meant like, I said, look ahead at a few words, not to read them all out loud. How about the first two words? How about the first word? How about the first two words?
Mahe.
He can't read. He's
one?
Still like.
No, because he's not. He's psyching himself out. He can read if he just tries. Well, don't get nervous. It's just a few of them.
He was trying to mess up a lot of words.
Look at the second word.
Yeah. He must have gotten pissed off.
Right, he had a relationship with the mace. Oh,
okay. Just look at the word after the first one that you're trying to read.
Tama.
Tama.
Okay, what does that mean?
Reason.
Good. Now, what was the word
before? I got it before him.
What is that? What word is that?
Why?
What word do you think that means?
What?
And what is the reason? My.
But it doesn't say my, right?
No.
That'll be my time.
Right.
But it doesn't say that. What does it say?
It says,
does that make any sense?
I don't know.
Does that sound like anything that you've ever heard?
The whole thing is
no. So try
I
different.
Heard a lot.
Try different vowelization until you find something that sounds familiar. Well, you know it's not mahi because it's an alpha.
Mihai,
okay. Alright. But that also doesn't sound so right.
Where?
How about
Maha?
What Umehai?
Umehai
Taima.
Where are you?
That sounds okay.
Umehai Taima. And based on this reason. Right? Umehai Taima. And from this reason. Because of this reason. Based on this reason. Nami hu the Noshim Lomit Starfi Behadi Noshim. Behadi on Noshim. And for this very reason. Also, Noshim Lomit Starfi Behadi on Noshim. Men, rather, women should not join together with men, Laziman, the purpose of Ziman. Why?
Meaning to make a Ziman?
They should not join together with men to make a Ziman. In such a, in such
they don't have enough men, in this case.
Well, let's say you have two men, and now you want to have, say, one woman.
No, right, obviously you can't do that.
Well, now he's explaining why you can't
do that. Oh, really?
Keep what?
He said they used to do that.
Keep leka zimun lavar midai. You can't do it when what? When leka zimun lavar mididhu. What does that mean? Well, you could also pronounce it that way, or you could pronounce it the way I did and just still answer my question. We're not focused on
wait,
that.
Wait, you have three men in the house.
Mehai taima nami. It's the same reason who the noshim lomit starfi bahadi anoshim together with men lezimon ki leka zimon lebar midayu lebar midayu. When the situation is such that there is leka zimon, there is no zimon lebar midayu without. If, without him, meaning with, but for them. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah.
It means if you have three, it means if you, without the woman. If you have three men and a woman, that's okay, certainly. But when is it a problem? It's a problem when you need the woman to create the Zeman. That's what the Ritva says. Where the woman is the linchpin in the Zeman, where the woman is an integral component of the Zimon, that's where it's a problem. However,
Aval, the Vada'i.
Should I say it again? What does that mean?
Certainly. I got to perform right. Again.
Aval Vada'i, Ki Ika Zimon. Ika Zimon, Labar Midehu.
Labar Midehu.
Midehu.
When there is a Zimun.
When there is a Zimun with.
Without.
Without.
Meaning irrespective. If there's a Zimun irrespective of the woman, right. Meaning you have three men already, and she's not the one that's shafting the Zimun, she's not the one that's creating the Zimun, she's not the makabapatish, as it were, for the Zimun, then what? Nira.
Nira Vadai the Nafake.
The Nafki.
The
Nafki. Okay. Okay, let's continue. So what the Ritva is saying is that just like there's an element of pizzas that discourages women from mixing with Havodim, so too, says the Ritva, there's also a notion of pritzos that discourages the mixing of women with men.
When there's
so now he explains, when is that? when there's no zimun but for the participation of the woman. But if there's three men already, then there's nothing wrong with the woman participating in that zimun. In fact, according to some, it might be an obligation for her to respond to that zimun. That's the way we actually paskin here. When there's a zimun, the woman was part of the meal, she has to respond to the zimun. Okay? So what's Ritzvah saying over here? What's Ritzvah saying?
It's fascinating. Tosos or Ritzvah?
Well, we didn't do Tosos. Let's just focus on the Ritzvah.
I'll be in charge of this now.
Right. So Matt Bach is asking.
Press it.
No. What kind of pretzis is this? This is certainly not Rashi's pretzis. Rashi seems to be worried about actual sexual impropriety, whether it's between the avadim and the women or the avadim and the children. Something is going to happen. That's why this type of group is not appropriate. But Ritzvah is taking a totally different approach. He's saying, you know what the pretzis is? There's something inappropriate. There is something appropriate about this type of union. But what was that for you? So what we're saying is
what in the world?
What we're saying is that the Ritzvah is a different concept of the pretzis over here, right? Rashi's worried about actual acts of depravity taking place. The Ritzvah's not worried about that. Because what's the difference if there are three men plus this woman? That's not pretzis. Two men and a woman? No, that's going to be pretzis. What's he saying?
Two men and a woman? Not a pretzis.
Two men and a woman to make a zimun, not pretzis.
Two women and one man?
Two women and a man.
Not pretzis.
Isn't that what I said?
Said two men and one woman.
I'm sorry, let's start again. Two men and a woman.
Pretzis.
Yeah.
Problem.
What was the other possibility?
Two women and one man?
The same thing. You need a requisite three. You need a requisite three. You need three men before it's not pretzis.
Right.
What does that mean? Clearly not the same idea of pretzis as Rashi in this context.
Well, you need three men to make a zimun anyway.
Well, that's the whole point.
I thought he was talking about more the
what do you mean? He doesn't use. How's he understanding pretzis in this context?
In appropriate combination of
the yugim. He's talking more about the creation of the halachic zimun. Exactly. You can't mix the genders in such a way that you're taking a woman and you're making her an integral part of the creation of the zimun. That's what he means by pretzis. You're blurring the lines between men and women in some way. So if the woman becomes an integral part of the zimun, if you're relying on her as an integral part of the components of the zimun, that's the pretzis. But it has nothing to do with real concern for arayos or anything like that. Right? He doesn't mention anything like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just a much more liberal reading of the pretzis. Yes, pretzis means you pour it together. Pretzis means you break a boundary. You break down a fence. That's where the term comes from. When you call a woman, sometimes they call a woman prutza. She's a prutza. Right? She's loose. She's promiscuous. They call her prutza. Because she has no boundaries. So Rashi's saying, yeah, we're worried about the actual breaking down of the boundaries. Something's going to go awry over here. This union, that's prutza. Inherently prutza.
Right. Wait, did you say she's a prutza?
You never heard that term?
No.
But the Ritzvah is saying something else. The Ritzvah is saying, listen, we're not actually worried about some type of act taking place, but there's something inherently wrong with creating a zimun in this way that shows disregard for the gedarim. You've been poured together by taking a woman and making her part of the zimun. But once you have a zimun, certainly she could answer the zimun, she could respond to the zimun, she can't be part of the zimun. You're part of zimun, you're basically saying, on some level, that as far as zimun goes, she's just like a man. I mean, he doesn't go that far, but there's some blurring of the line between man and woman over here. That's what's pretzistic about it. But it's a much more, philosophical idea of pretzis. It's not the normal usage of the word that we would expect to say priestess. Right? Do you see that? Do you see the difference between Rashi and...
Yeah, there's a huge
difference. Now look at this Ramban. The Ran. The Ran in Megillah, which I asked you to take a look at, is similar, in a sense, to this Ritva, but I would say it has a slightly different take. Anyone want to read?
Yeah, sure.
All right, you didn't bring in Megillah. You want to go grab two Megillahs?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, so on the Vavam and Beis and the Tapi Arif in Masechus Megillah, you'll see the Ran, Hakol Ksher and Likros HaMegillah, Chutz Misher Shot of the Katan. See it? Why don't you read? It wouldn't be so funny if I was just pointing to the place and telling you exactly where it was. Hakok Sharon Likros. Good.
Chutz mi Feresh. Shote the Kata.
Shote.
Shote the Kata.
Everybody is fitting
kosher to read the Megillah.
Right.
But a deaf person.
Except for somebody
with mental disabilities.
Good. Someone is mentally incapacitated.
And
Katan. Right, so all these people don't meet the threshold for those that are in class of being able to read the Megillah, right?
Barish are Erevin.
Good. Barish.
Barish Erevin. Yeah. Erevin.
Right. The beginning of Masechus Arachin.
Darish Kulhu.
Good.
Hakol de Talmuda. The Darish, the Hay.
Right, the Darish Lahai Hakol, when they made the drasha on the word Hakol, it says Hakol Ksherin. So now the question is, what does Hakol mean? What's Hakol? Hakol la'asuye noshim.
What's wrong with you?
The more over there in Masechus Arachin, darshins the word hakol to include what? Hakol la'asuye noshim. Good.
Mashma shemitz.
Shemotzios es harabim yidei chavasim. It sounds like when you tell me that hakol ksher and likros comes to include women. So it sounds like a woman can read for someone else.
What?
What's so difficult?
Oh, crazy. I'm sorry. I don't even have that.
Okay, go on.
I'm not as bad as you.
Because you don't have anything in that
mind. All right. So he's repeating the Gemara that we've seen quoted previously. The Gemara says, Hakol Ksherin Likros. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Hakol?
Right.
Hakol means even women. Okay, very nice. So now says the Ran, you tell me that even women can read. What's the implication? Shemotzios esarab mide chavason, that they can even read on behalf of others. They can be motzi others. Okay.
Say no.
Well, keep reading. Kriv Yeshua and the Levi. In line with the position of Yeshua and Levi, the Amar Noshim Chayavos b'Mekom Megillah. That he holds that they're Chayavos. Oh, they're Chayavos. Now it makes good sense that they could read for others. Right? Ad Kan. That's the first point here, basically the repetition of that point in Masechus Arachin. The Yesh Omrim, some say, whenever you're ready, just hop right back in there. The Yesh Omrim, yeah. Alright, I'll help you out. Sha'afal pi shehin mutsios. Some want to say, yes, it's true. It's true, based on that Gemara, which says Hakol Ksherin Likros, that women may indeed be motzi others, including men. Nonetheless, ein mitzarfos laminyan asara. But they could read, they could be motzi other people, but you can't count them towards the minyan, even for the purpose of that mitzvah. Laman de matzah chasar mikra megillah. So there are some shitas, says the Ran, that hold that while a woman could read for others, you can't count her towards the minyan. Okay. Like it says in Brachos, When you berachas a mazon, just like we find in benching in our Gemara, that the afal gav the noshim mizamnos laatzman, even though women can make a zimun amongst themselves, afilachi ein mitzdarfos leminyan gimel lazaminim anoshim mishum pitzusa. So the Ran here is quoting another shita. The Ran is saying, you know what? There are some who say that even though she can read the Megillah for others, you can't count that towards a minyan. When you want to assemble a minyan for reading Megillah, we don't say, according to this opinion, we don't say, well, since a woman could read for everyone, then obviously she could read and count it towards the group of those that are necessary to constitute the minyan. Right? We don't count her as one of those members of the minyan, even though she could count, she can read for everyone. That's the first shita. All right.
I don't know why you would think that she would become a minyan.
Well, once I tell you she could read for this assembly, she could help you be yotzei your mitzvah. She could read such that you could be yotzei mitzvah. Wouldn't you say, "Oh, now I see she's a bar hach in this mitzvah. So when it comes to this mitzvah, we can count it towards the people that are necessary to get to 10. You need 10 persons.
Regarding, but we're talking specifically about
Mikra Megillah.
Right. So are we
she could read the Megillah. She could read the Megillah.
Right. We know that. So we're trying to extrapolate from there that she can become a minyan.
For that.
For that, specifically.
Right, so that makes it makes sense to say that, but first she says no, that there's still a distinction. Even though she could read, she cannot necessarily be counted towards the minyan. Okay? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But he argues with this opinion. And he says that I have a different position. But Omer Ani, I think otherwise. Alfalf, Omer Ani.
What?
What happened? What are you doing? You're,
explain it to him.
You have to explain it to him later. I don't think I would understand it anyway. But Omer Ani, the Hasam Hu She'inan Motzios Anoshim Bavir Kasan. Over there, in Maseches Brachos, Dr. J, right now we're reading a Ran in Maseches Megillah. I'll read it aloud, you can follow along. He says, over there, when it comes to Birkas Hamazon in Maseches Brachos, that's She'ina Motzias HaNoshim Birkasa. They can't be Motzi men. Aval Khan, over here, Heich Efshar She'motzias HaNoshim Yidei Kriya Ve'im Etztarfos Yimahem Aminyan. How could you say that they could read, but they can't be mitzdari? What kind of business is that? Over there, I understand why they're not mitzdari. They're not mitzdari because they can't be multi men, right? You can't have a woman lead the zimun, just like she can't lead the zimun. She can't be counted towards the zimun. But over here, if she could read the Megillah,
wait, could she lead the zimun with the by themselves?
Yeah, of course. Someone has to do it. Right? Someone has to do it. So over here, since you can't lead the zimun, that makes sense that she can't be mitzdari. Right, she can't be a mitzdarif. But over here, in his phraseology over here, meaning Mikra Megillah, once I see that she could read, why shouldn't she be able to be counted towards the minyan asara? And that's the position that he takes. Vadeg mitzdarfos. There certainly can be a mitzdarif. Now listen to what he says. Now he's getting into our issue. So, from the fact that she could read for the assembly, says the Ran, she should be able to be counted towards that assembly. Now the Ran says, "V'chitema." If you'll ask me, "V'amai lo chayshin hachal pritzusa." Why aren't you worried about this pritzus over here? How come by Birkas and Malzim we say, "Oh, don't mix men and women for the zimun because of pritzus," but you're willing to tell me over here that you can mix men and women to get to 10 for the purpose of mikra megillah? I pritzus. Why aren't you worried about pritzus? So right away, I mean, you have to say that he's not going to hold like Rashi. He doesn't have the view of preachers like Rashi, because otherwise, once you're mixing men and women together, you're going to have this potential problem.
Right,
he's not worried about actual preachers taking place. So let's see what he says. Matthew, do you think you can compose yourself enough to read the answer? Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Because pretty soon you're going to tell me you have to leave. V'chitema amai lo chashinu hachla pritzusa. See that? V'chitema in the middle of that run that you're reading? Yeah.
There is
Yechite Mithril, ask me.
Sorry?
Good. Yechite Ma.
Where did you first play again?
Nothing. No.
Am I?
Yeah.
My.
Sadly.
Lo chasinin.
Lo chasinan.
Lo chasinan. Hacha lepitita.
Good. Why aren't we worried? What's hacha?
Here.
Where's what's here?
In this case, with Miguel.
Good. Remember that this is Miguel now. So hacha over here. How come you'll ask me? How come I'm not worried about pitsusa? Right? Why am I not worried about the mixing of men and women like we are in brachos on the mem and beis? So what's his answer? So what does shiny hasam mean?
It's different over there. Oh, it's possible to say that it's different over there.
Good.
It's
different. Okay, different over here.
Oh my God.
Ki hechi d'chayshina hasam ef shalomar d'shayni hacha da'ayde tziruf ein shinoi b'mat
da'ayde tziruf ein shinoi b'mitbah
mitbah?
Yeah.
I guess you can get away with that if you didn't know any better. B'mitbah b'matbeah. Bimatbeya.
It's hard to know.
Bracha.
I'll give that to him.
Right? What does that mean?
Well,
what does that mean? That's a term that you should know. I don't mean that you should know it already, but you should know it now. You'll know it going forward. Matbeya is the coin. So when they talk about the matbeya shel bracha, it means the text of the bracha, the coin, the way the bracha was coined, so to speak. It's a term of art. Matvei Shal Bracha. The text, yeah. I don't know if it has to be in front of you. Just the text of the Bracha. There's a certain text. The way the Bracha was set up. It was coined a certain way. Right? So it's called the Matvei Shal Bracha. The composition of the Bracha. Good. Okay? So where is there no shinui of the Matvei of the Bracha?
Where?
Megillah. Right, Megillah, there's nothing that's going to be any different. Right?
Right.
Meaning, you're going to say, I'll make a Megillah whether you have three people or whether you have 10 people. That's it. It's going to be the same Kriyas of Megillah. I mean, you can read for one person. Now you tell me, okay, you want to try to get 10 because of the sheet that holds, you're going to get 10. So you'll count women towards the 10. All right, you're not going to do anything different in terms of what you're going to proclaim than you would if you had less than this woman. However, keep going. Good. Good. Shina b'matbeah berkas hamazon. What's the shinoi? Now you're saying the zimun. The shinoi is the change. You're adding this to whole level of tiny bereich.
Meaning
if I have two, I'm just saying Berkos HaMazon.
Right.
Oh, now I have three.
That's initiating.
Panim Chadashos Balakan. Right, now you're going to be saying something that you wouldn't otherwise be able to say. Keep going. Good.
Shenikar.
Sirufan. Sirufan im anashim.
Ika. The Michash. The Pritzuta.
Good, stop. What does that mean? When there's a shinui in the matbea of the bracha, then what happens? It becomes nicker that there's a mixture here, and now we have to be choshish for pritzus.
What does that mean?
Now again, what does that mean? Is this Rashi? Is he saying, well, now that we drew attention to the fact that there's men and women that are commingled here, now we have to be worried that something's going to happen which is inappropriate?
No.
No, what's the difference? Whether you drew attention to it or not, if it's inappropriate, it's inappropriate. Right? If it's that Chiburon is not Noya and you're concerned that something is going to go on that's not proper, then who cares if you point it out or don't point it out? It's not any better or worse just if you point it out. So what is he saying then? Is it close? Is this opinion closer to Rashi or closer to the Ritva? Similar to the Ritva. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva said the Pritus is when you break down the boundaries between the genders and you're going to use a woman to sort of serve the role of a man. She's going to be an integral component of the Zima. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. Oh, if there's three men already and she's there, quote unquote, part of Zeman, that's not a problem. So what happened between two and three? If it's inappropriate for them to mingle, it's inappropriate. No, that's not the problem. The preachers is when you use the presence of the woman to create a new halachic entity which really is reliant on her.
Right.
That's inappropriate. That's some form of preachers, some form of blurring the lines between men and women. But the Ran seems to be taking that one step further. He's saying it's not a problem.
Well, because they have the same clear view.
No, but what he's saying is the problem, like Rekha Samazan. He's saying the problem is not just that you're using the woman, not just that you're using the woman to participate in the benching, but it's that her presence now is nikkur. You're changing
right.
Something. It's because of the fact that it's nikkur. The implication sounds like if it wasn't nikkur, it wouldn't be a problem. I mean, you could rely on her, you could use
right,
her,
yeah.
But for the fact that it's nikkur. The Ritva is saying even if it wouldn't be nikkur, it would still be a problem. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, the Ritva is not saying anything.
So you're saying even if you had three and there was one woman, she wouldn't be...
According to the Ran, no, that would be okay.
No, but I'm saying the Ritva.
Yeah. No, the Ritva openly says that's okay.
So if it's not nikkur, then what's the problem? You're saying if it's not nikkur, it would still be a problem according
I'm saying not in this case. You have to come up with a case where the thing might not be nikkur. I don't know exactly. I would have to think about it. Another case. Some other case. Where the role of the woman somehow is not being underscored. So according to the Ritva, that's still going to be a problem. According to the Ramban, according to the Ran, that might not be a problem, because the problem is that you're drawing attention to it. You're making some type of public declaration. Hey, look, we're doing something now based on this woman. You know what I mean? The Ritva is concerned just about the presence of the woman in this role.
So
the functioning of the woman in the role. Iran is more concerned about the fact that you're celebrating it, so to speak, as you're announcing it. Look what we're doing.
But it has nothing to do with this. Like, they're not saying.
Neither of them are worried about the actual pretzels like Rashi.
No, but I'm saying
it's still this more vague type of pretzels.
I mean, they don't have the same theory as we do.
Well, that again, I mean, that could be what they're bothered about. They don't say that. They just say that you're taking men and women and you're using them in a way that the women are functioning in a halachically significant way that they don't really deserve, or they're not mechuyev to function. Right. It's funny that you mention that, because I saw this quote of the Kome Ta'ari, new sefer that I acquired recently. Quotes this sefer, which I have for a long time. This is a sefer Apardes, written by Sfardi Kadmon. So he writes that in his estimation the problem over here is, and I think maybe Matthew this is what you're getting at, this is in the 10th Sha'ar the Sha'ar Asiri Perites Simon Hay. Listen to this Lashon. He says, yeah, and that which we say, mustabrily lefianias daiti the hachi perusha nashim avadim katana imazam nelayim mayusha ein sham bechabura el shnei anoshim. There's only two men, veisha achas, or ish v'shtei noshim, what you said before, Isaac. Vekaamar dein mazam nelayim v'nei she'ein chaburasa noya. It's not a nice chabura. Why? Shedome.
not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. Why? Because you're demonstrating that you're, in your estimation, men and women are equal.
They're not.
In this, the mitzvah.
Yeah.
They're not equal.
Well, obviously, talking about in terms of the mitzvah. And therefore, kevin shekein, din hu shelo yitzdarfu. But obviously, if you have three...
The way I explain it, because he, Abraham, kind of like brought up that question.
This
I,
question?
I said like, the question of, like, if you had two men and one woman, that it would be, like, it's in normal case of Zeman, you're combining, like, three individual chiyuvim, like,
well,
to form, like, one...
Well,
like
it's not really individual chiyuvim. If Zeman really is a group chiyuv now. They have a chiyuv to be mezah.
But you're also combining...
You have a chiyuv to bench. You have a chiyuv to bench.
That is forming this joint chiyuv.
Right.
So you don't really have that when there's one woman.
Oh, you're giving a different shot. You're giving a shot that someone is saying... Another pshat that the quote-unquote preetus over here is, I think Rashi Narachin says this. Oh, actually, Meiri says this over here, that Noshimar Chayavos Birchos Hamazon Midarabana, and therefore you can't be mitzdarf them with a chiyuv of men, which is the right.
Like
yeah, that's what you want to say, that
right.
It's that the nature of the chiyuvim are different.
Right.
Again, that's also a very loose use of the term preetus. Still has
right.
to do with
I mean,
the.
It
still
like
has to do with the defining
like
of the chiyuvim, like you said. You're taking the nature of the chiyuv, and you're equating the man's chiyuv with the woman's chiyuv, and that's preetus. You're still being poured together, but it's not promiscuous per se.
Right.
Right? Rashi's learning that it's promiscuous. These other Rishonim are not learning that it's promiscuous. They're saying that there's something here that's inappropriate in terms of the way you're allowing this woman to function in the halachic realm. That's inappropriate.
Right.
Not promiscuity per se.
Oh, who says that?
Everyone else, pretty much. Ritva, Ran, I'd say even the Miri, you're saying that. Okay, you have to go, right?
Right.
Okay.
But I'm saying the Megillah here, that would kind of shoot down my, in the case with the Megillah, because she has the same clear.
That's by Megillah.
Right.
That's by Megillah, not by Birkas HaMazon.
So there really wouldn't be...
That's unique to Birkas HaMazon. I mean, that's unique to
Megillah.
Yeah, you could still be saying what you're saying over here.
Right, over here.
Just like the Ran makes that chiluk over
but
here.
But he's saying it's the same thing. I'm saying according to, if I'm using, like, the Ran
is specifically distinguishing between benching.
Oh, but he's saying something else.
He's specifically
right.
distinguishing. He's saying one place you're changing the Matvei Ashal Bracha. And that's the problem.
Right.
Over here, you're not changing the Matvei Ashal Bracha.
Right.
Ergo, there is no problem.